Get strong.
Join the She Trucking Foundation today and be a part of a supportive community of women in the trucking industry. Unlock exclusive access to valuable resources, including mentorship, educational workshops, and networking opportunities. Whether you're an experienced professional or just starting your trucking journey, She Trucking is here to empower you and help you thrive. Visit www.shetrucking.com to join us and drive your trucking career to new heights. Hello, hello, everybody. I am Dr. TNJ Ramsey, the host of the She Trucking Podcast powered by CTR Media Network. And today we have an amazing featured guest, and her name is Brooke O'Grandy. She actually has a Bachelor of Science in Education from the University of Kansas and a Master's of Arts in the Organizational Leadership from Baker's University. She's also the COO of TAFS. Yes, TAFS Factoring. So we're going to get into some great conversation in regards to factoring. What is it? How can women find themselves? Or do you see yourself in this lane of expertise and so much more? So without further ado, let's bring on Brooke O'Grandy. And guess what? They happen to be our platinum sponsor for the She Trucking Podcast. So let's go ahead and bring her on right now. So hello, Brooke, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I am amazing, and I'm so excited every time I see another woman doing something in an arena that they didn't put it in the cards for us to be doing, right, but we're doing it anyway, and also shedding light to give inspiration, not only within the trucking industry, but especially within our community of 30,000 women, so they can see representation and also widen their horizon. So with that being said, you are the COO of TAFS, and thank you so much for becoming our platinum sponsor for the She Trucking Podcast. We thoroughly appreciate it. And so we're so happy just to be sharing this, our partnership with all of you.
Yeah. I mean, I first met Sheree in Tampa in October. And I mean, it was the Broker Carrier Summit, and she just came into the room and like had such positive like energy to her. Like, people are definitely drawn to her. She's so easy to talk to. She's so cute and personable. And we were like, okay, we got to figure out a way to connect here, because you can tell she's just a genuine, genuine person. And we're like, okay, how can we kind of like, you know, team up together?
I love it. I love it. Because when you see other women in this male dominated part of the industry, and you're equally doing great in your field, and Sheree, she is a trailblazer in regards to this, and was able to forge and bring all of us together up under one little hub. And so now seeing you, many of our viewers, because we have so many new women that are venturing into this trucking and transportation arena, or the industry, I should say. So with that being said, they may be wondering, what is TAF? What is a factoring company? So could you explain that a little bit for our audience so they can understand what a factoring company is?
Yeah. I mean, I think even in my interview here, they were like, do you know what factoring is? And I was like, yeah, I had no idea. I mean, I was like, I don't know. Do they work in a factory? I just had no knowledge of it. I was actually a former middle school teacher. And so I was living out in Arizona when I got the job offer to move back to Kansas City to be with TAFS. And I knew, I like asked my dad, he's like, yeah, it has to do with like buying receivables. And I'm like, what does that mean? Like, I'm a teacher. I don't know what buying, you know, receivables means. I've learned a lot now that I've been here 8 years. But basically what we do is we do financing and a lot of the back office work for small to medium to even some of the larger trucking companies out there. And that's really to help support the trucking companies because there are long pay terms in the industry. So if you haul a load for a broker, you may not get paid for 30, 40, 60 days. It really depends on their pay terms. And it makes it really difficult for trucking companies, especially newer ones, to survive with limited cash flow. You know, a lot of times they have truck payment, they have insurance, they have fuel, they have to send money back home. And so when it's taking 45 days to get paid, it just puts a financial burden on trucking companies. And so what we do is our clients, they submit the invoice to us as soon as they deliver a load. And then we pay them upfront majority of the money, anywhere from 97 to 98% we pay upfront. And on the back end, TAFS is going to do a lot of the back office work. So we're going to do the billing to your broker. We're going to do the collections. And so just making sure that the owners or the drivers, whatever it may be, they can really focus on driving and staying on the road, booking loads. And that way we can just be a partnership and help them survive.
Wow. So basically you become that small to medium, or even in some cases, like you said, large companies, team. Right. In other words, you become their team because, in essence, the fact that you all can do 97 to 98% with the bills that come in, that actually can greatly make the difference between a company staying afloat or going under. Because we're talking 30 to 45 days. And when we look at America in just regular terms, just from a standard job, usually you're one paycheck away from homelessness, or you one paycheck away from a situation that you don't want to be in. And so that can also be the factor into trucking companies, because we know things are more expensive. So the fact that you come in as that, I would say, anchor to be able to necessary assistance. And also when you mentioned about the billing and collections and the invoices, I mean, let's keep it real. When you have a trucking company, you're thinking about keeping your truckers trucking, making sure they get the loads, making sure they get the right pricing. You're not really thinking about no administrative, secretarial, paper moving work. So the fact that you guys are here to make that easier, and keep you on point. So with that being said, if you are a company, if you are a company right now and you need help with that, they just contact you and they be able to get signed on. How does that work?
If they need help? So currently, if you're looking for a factoring company, you can go to our website, TAFS.com, and there's like a web form you can fill out to get signed up, and you'll get a call from us immediately. That's probably where, if anyone's just kind of searching, that's where our leads come in through. Our sales team, you know, they're calling brand new MCs as well to try to say, hey, like, you know, you probably need a factoring company, especially if you're new to the game. Because what we've learned is a lot of it is to just some consulting. You may have a newer trucking company, but some of these men and women, they've driven for somebody else. So they're not necessarily new to driving the truck, but they are newer sometimes to owning a business, which is totally different. There's a lot more at risk. And so a lot of it is, you know, us helping them like, hey, you know, this is some of the stuff you're going to be seeing, or when situations come up. You know, how do they handle it? Right now we get a lot of carriers calling in saying, hey, I just found out I took a double brokered load. I got scammed online. You know, how do I, you know, I hauled the load. How do I get paid? And so a lot of it is just us really consulting them. I mean, from a business standpoint, sure, we want to keep our clients forever. I want you factoring your invoices forever. But I think from like a moral standpoint, it is kind of bittersweet and a little bit heartwarming to see our clients at some point be like, hey, you know, I've been with you guys 4 or 5 years. I think I'm ready and I don't need factoring anymore. You know, the personal side of me loves that. Obviously I wish I could keep clients forever, but it is, I mean, the goal is to one day, you know, let them not need a factoring company and they know what they're doing. And they're like, hey, I've got this thanks to your support over the years.
Yes, ultimately. So it sounds like it's a little bit administrative. It's a little bit of consulting, and then it's a little bit of giving them that needed support that they need. Because like you said, you have some people that have may not necessarily be new to trucking, but they're new to trucking business. And that is two different arenas to be in, from independently or maybe driving for another company driving, versus now you have a responsibility not only yourself but everyone else that's in your business. So I feel that that is not only a good thing to have a factoring company, but it's necessary, especially with all the different rules and the different changes and the different things that you have to keep eyes and ears on in order to be able to stay trucking in this new season. I would say this new season of trucking. And so it's very, very good that that you guys are providing, not just, I hear from you that, which I feel that is very important and powerful. And you don't hear this too much from COOs. You really care. At the end of the day, you really care. So you have that moral compass, which is very, very important, because our truckers want to be knowing that they can trust the company that they're with, but also having that part where, okay, yes, we're here for support, but this is how it goes. This is how you have to stay within the requirements. We have to get X, Y, Z done so that they can remain in the trucking industry. So I know that you say you do small to medium-sized businesses. And I know specifically right now we're talking about trucking, but when you get into the different fees and different stuff, do they have to worry about additional fees when they start with your company?
So it kind of just depends on sometimes too what type of freight. I know for box trucks, there might be a different fee than if you're doing just the reefer or flatbed. And that's a lot of like sales. I know that, you know, when we, what we're, I think, really great about is keeping our fees transparent. So every time you submit an invoice to TAFS, you're going to get a batch. We call it a batch summary. It's basically like a receipt. It's going to tell you what you submitted to us, what the invoice amount was, and what the factoring fee was, and any other fees that could be associated. And then it's going to tell you where your money went. So if it went to, you know, via ACH to Chase Bank. And so you're going to get that breakdown of every single load every time that we process your invoices. And then we also give you access to all your reporting. And I know that definitely comes in handy when they go to do their taxes at the end of the year, or just, you know, for business reasons to see what they've spent on, you know, X, Y, and Z. I know some of them have used it even for some truck financing to show like, hey, you know, because they don't get a normal paycheck. And so they can show, hey, this was what we've, you know, our income was for January, February, March of last year. So if the bank needs it. So it does provide like additional reporting for our clients so that they can use whatever they need. But we do give a full transparent breakdown. We're really competitive with our prices. I mean, we have great competitors out there. And so we try to stay in line with them as well. So it's probably going to be pretty similar to what's out there in the industry.
Well, that's good to know that you guys have that transparency in regards to your pricing and everything. And it can be subjective, like you said, based upon what type of truck or what type of industry within the industry there.
Or how many trucks, right? Like, so if you have one truck, or somebody approaches us with 10 trucks, we could say, okay, well, you know, maybe the 10 trucks also want a fuel deal. So there's a lot that kind of goes into the pricing as well. but I would say majority of our clients have less than 5 trucks. So we really do try to cater to the smaller ones.
Okay. Well, that's still, for a person who don't know what they're doing, you need help with 5 trucks. Okay.
Because I think that's a lot. I'm like,
that's a lot to me.
If you handle 5 trucks, I'm like, I mean, it's nonstop. Oh. I mean, yeah. Yeah, I think it's a lot. So I don't mean to downplay 5 trucks at all, because it's a lot. Even people going from 1 to 2 trucks within their first year is a huge accomplishment. I mean, it's hard to keep up in general with 1 truck, and then you talk about adding another one. So that it's impressive.
I would say that too, because I hear everything dealing with the 1 truck, and then the ones who add 2, we're like, oh,
I know.
You know, that's a lot.
It's probably kind of like adding kids, right? Like 1, yeah, you have some chaos, and then you add 2, it's like, okay, now it's even more chaos. And then you add 3, you're like, wow, I'm way outnumbered, a lot of chaos. So it's probably, you know, similar.
I would say so. And for every person, their capacity to be able to handle what they're handling is a little bit different for each person. But to me, 5 is a lot. So anything past that, however, you know, everybody's capacity is a little bit different. So I love the fact that you guys have that good transparency. You have that good moral compass. You all also, you know, I would say lay a good foundation so that if they need to get other financial help because of bookkeeping and all this, you guys kind of keep a record of transparency, letting them see everything and be able to have these documents that can go and apply for various different things, because you guys are so great with keeping up with the paperwork. And in the trucking industry, with our truckers, you know, one of the hardest things is keeping that paperwork. Because like I said, on most truckers' mind, they're not thinking about the paperwork like that, unless you got to send this paperwork in order for you to get paid for your haul. Yeah, you're gonna think about it then, but other than that, your main concern is getting from point A to point B quicker and faster, right?
Yeah.
And so the fact that you guys are helping them on, which I think it should be necessary for everyone, for the fact that they don't have time to do all this kind of paperwork. It's a lot when you think about it. And so speaking about paperwork, we know that sometimes with factoring companies, they can do recourse and non-recourse on factoring. So do y'all have like a certain requirement where you determine whether they fall into that, and do y'all handle that?
Yeah. So currently we are a full recourse program. And so we will, you know, call and email all the brokers all day long to try to get that pay status. I'm sure they just love it. But you know, we gotta provide that service and try to fight for our clients. If TAFS strongly feels that the invoice is not going to get paid, we will recourse that. What I've really seen over the past year is more of the bankruptcies from some of the larger brokers, you know, Yellow, Surge, Convoy, Meadowlark. I mean, the list goes on and on, which was a hectic year. I've never seen anything like that. And then I see it more in claims, you know, brokers not wanting to pay because there's a claim, or they're holding everything in payables right now because there's a claim. That's majority of what I see. In those instances, especially for the bankruptcy, we did offer loans to all of our clients who needed them. And we do that just in general to our clientele. We offer business loans. So if they need help with fuel, payroll, anything that has to do with operating expenses, if they meet, you know, the criteria, we do offer business loans. And we have some clients that get a new loan every 8 weeks. They pay it off, they get a new one. Pay it off, get a new one. So for the bankruptcies, in that case, we did offer loans, even if they didn't meet, you know, the normal matrix or criteria, because we said, well, this isn't their fault. We don't want them going out of business. You know, we need them too. I mean, TAFS isn't going to survive without its customers. And so in order to assist, so that way, you know, they weren't super negative with tasks and they could continue submitting and we would just take a little bit per invoice to go towards that balance owed for the brokers. But so we do really try to assist because it does us no good if our client goes out of business. Yeah.
Yes, I agree. We have a comment from good old LinkedIn and said, Brooke is an amazing representation of our TAFS team members. That's Jeremy. And we also had a person. Yeah, so thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in. So it's good to know that you guys take it over and beyond. It's not just about... It is about the numbers, but it's not all about the numbers. You understand like how the circle goes, like the circle of life, so to speak, within the industry. And in order for this to happen, it's a cause and effect of a chain of events that happens. And so the fact that in certain cases that you're a full recourse, meaning you'll do those calls if need be, if you see they go into bankruptcy or in a unfavorable, I would say, dealing with fund situation, you guys have something like a little safety net for ones who qualify that they could be able to apply for a loan to be able to get them over that bad hump. Because sometimes it's just a bad quarter, okay? Yep. And they just need that push. They need that help so that they can get through that quarter.
Yeah. So, well, and sometimes with claims too, like the broker might say, okay, well, it's a 3-month ongoing claim. And it puts the carrier, the trucking company, in a really bad position sometimes. And so we try to help as much as we can, because, you know, if we can keep them afloat until the claim gets cleared up, because they're not quick on claims sometimes, you know, insurance, everything that goes into it. So we really try to like work together with our client to say, hey, I know they're taking a long time, the broker is, but we're going to help you out.
Well, I want to personally thank you for something that you guys did for one of our members in our community. Like, okay, there are some companies that say a lot of things, but they may not necessarily have the receipts on what they're doing. But I'm here to tell you that everything Brooke is saying is absolutely true. TAF is that stand by you type of factoring company. Matter of fact, now she might not say this, but I like to brag on our sponsors because, you know, we do our little research, honey. They were awarded the best trucking factoring company in 2022, and they did not receive that. It was on this list, and out of all these factoring companies, they were listed as the best for trucking. So, I mean, that should tell you what kind of caliber TAFS has. Also, I would like to thank you for helping one of our members in the sheet trucking community who experienced the terrible thing of double brokering. And we know what happens with double brokering, and it's happening more and more, you know, it's happening more often. So the fact that even before this partnership was solidified, you guys stepped in and you helped her with that double brokering. So I would like to just thank you publicly for taking the time, even before we had solidified all of this partnership with you guys supporting us, you went in to help. So thank you so much, because listen, we don't double broke. Ooh, that's a whole topic all by itself.
And it's crazy because since I've been at TAFS, double brokering has always somewhat existed. Mm-hmm. You just didn't really hear much about it. It was kind of rare. And then in the past 18 months, it has just exploded. And I just feel there's nothing worse than when you're on the phone with a client and they're literally in tears for doing work and they're not going to get paid for it. I mean, and they've wasted how much time and money, and it's really, really sad how many people are getting taken advantage of because scammers out there or people doing unethical things. And it is so frustrating. And I get so frustrated because I deal with some of the double brokers and it's like nothing happens to them. They just, I'm like, can't you like get in trouble? But it's like, it just seems like it's nobody really is looking or nothing ever happens. And it's like, it's really sad. it would be scary to be a carrier right now in your booking loads, and then all of a sudden figuring out you got scammed, or like, is this real? Is this fake? I mean, and maybe I'm a bit biased because I see some of the worst case scenarios. But I just really feel for the carriers.
No, you're right. And the fact that you listened, and then not only did you listen, but you took action and did something about it, because it's happening. Like you said, it's happening more frequently now than ever. I mean, we're hearing more about it with people talking about it online, people talking about it all over the place, where you may not have heard about it as much on social media and all the places before. But now more people are coming forward talking about it. But the fact that when it happened within our community, you guys listened, you heard about it, you took action, and you helped them. Like you said, the time it takes to do the jobs that the truckers do, and then to find out that it's been double brokered and you may not get paid or don't get paid. I mean, that is.
Yeah.
I mean, it just hit you right here. And so the fact that you guys heard it, took action, and you made something happen. So we're just, we can't even express how, because we hear so many of the sad stories of the cases or the people who never received the help. They just become another statistic in this endless cycle of double brokering. So the fact that you guys did that, I want to just say that this is different. So if you guys looking for a factoring company that really, you know, stand by what they say, they're not only just a company, they have what I call those morals, ethics, standards. And that is what you should look for when you are building your brand as a trucking company, when you're building your business. You want people that you bring into your business to do any type of help to have the same moral compass, right? They just want to, at the end of the day, do what's right. And so we love that TAVS have so many women. so many women in TAVS. So that beautiful photo that you guys had actually sent, when is she trucking shirts? Yes, there it is. I mean, the fact that all of the women. So we're going to change the conversation a little bit in regards to, when we think about trucking, usually it's kind of linear in the fact that we just think about, we're in a male dominated industry. If you're in the trucking, the trucking industry, you have to drive a truck, you have to drive a box truck, you have to do, you know, a truck. You're not thinking about other layers of the transportation industry. And TAVS just happened to be one of those layers in the trucking and transportation industry. So, what are some things that you have noticed, that you have seen in regards to, I wouldn't necessarily say the pivot, but the change in regards to how many women you see? And TAP is so different because it's so many women. So let's talk about how women can find themselves or build a career in logistics.
Gosh. Yeah. So TAPs, I mean, at one point, I think it was like 70% of us were women. It was like super high. I'm not sure what it is now, but we still have a lot of women. And I've really noticed that with a lot of the trucking companies, we are definitely seeing more like women owners, which is just awesome, in the last 2 years, really since 2021. But we really see a lot of the women doing the back office work. So the owner, maybe the driver, and he's, you know, driving and hauling loads, but really the women are kind of doing that back office, all the behind the scene work that makes it all go around. And we definitely need that, right? We need both. I tend to see more of like the sales being more men dominated in the factoring industry, but definitely the women when it comes to operations, accounting. Some are definitely in sales as well. But I'm like, there's actually a lot more women in logistics, I think, than what people realize. I even look at like Trans Am, you know, they're a sister company of ours. There's a lot of women in the office. And so it's really neat to see. And like, I'm not on TikTok, but I'm on Instagram. And the other day I was looking at like just reels, and obviously like my phone's listening to me or whatever, because it's now showing me like videos of like women out there securing their trucks, like out in the industry, and just like women in trucking. And I'm like, what? I'm like, this is so cool that there are pages like this and that more women are getting like exposure of what it's like in the industry, you know? And some of these girls, they are tiny. They're like, I mean, Sheree's tiny, right? She's like teeny tiny. Yeah. And I'm like, these girls driving these huge trucks. I mean, it's really badass. It's so cool.
I know. And the fact that March is International Women's Month, and we're going to be at MATS, the Mid-American Truck Show, which is the largest trucking event over. People come from all over to go to MATS every single year. And the fact that you guys going to be there too.
Yeah.
And so She Trucking as well as TAFS is going to be in the building. So we encourage all of you who have not registered yet to go ahead and register and get your ticket for the Mid-American Truck Show. It's going to be March 21st through the 23rd, if I have my dates correct. So make sure to, I was right. And go ahead and register today. We're going to be at booth 40652. That is booth 40652. And we would love to be able to see you. We are going to be podcasting. We're going to be meeting and greeting all of you. And also, we're going to be telling you and connecting you with wonderful company such as TAF, because they are our platinum sponsors for the She Trucking podcast. But like you said before, when I think of trucking, what booth number do you remember?
I can ask and see what they're for MATS.
Yeah, because you know we there, but we don't always remember the booth number. So many different numbers we have to remember. But anyway,
with our marketing guy.
Well, at some point when you get that, you just let us know, and I'll make sure to say yours as well as we'll say ours again, because we want them to visit both of us at the Mid-American Truck Show. Just thinking about women in general, with March being the International Women's Month, and you just spreading this great fun fact, this FYI for our information, or for your information, I have no earthly idea or never even really thought about it to that extent, thinking about, oh, your booth 67124.
Wow, way to go, Yessie. She knew it.
Thank you, Yessie. And so to think about women in a male-dominated industry, but yet dominating in this area. I mean, we don't even think about women dominating in any area of trucking. But looking at TAF, that's a lot. 70% women? I mean, that's a lot. Yay, women, we do it.
I know. And really, like, it's, you know, something that's important to us, and probably just in transportation and with a lot of companies, you know, we're not looking so much at your background. We're looking at, hey, do you do things with integrity? Are you a hard worker? And are you open to learning? Because most people, when they enter transportation, or especially the factoring side, they've never been in factoring, and that's okay. You know, we say we just want hardworking people who have, you know, good ethics, and they're willing to learn. I mean, like I said, I was a middle school teacher before this. I had no idea what factoring was, but and I'm never the smartest one in the room, but I'm like, hey, I try to, you know, make decisions that are best for the company. And I just try to get better, and I try to learn. And so that's really what we look for here. You don't have to have some long resume or a certain amount of education. I went to college because I love learning and, as a teacher, but then some of our people here that are super successful have very diverse backgrounds. And so we really, we embrace that everyone's from a different background. And we think it contributes to our synergy and our culture. And it helps with our clientele too, right? To have diverse people. I think a lot just in transportation or any job in general is really just making sure it's just working hard. I mean, you don't have to always be the smartest or the best or the most talented. It's, hardworking people with good ethics, I think is kind of hard to find nowadays, unfortunately.
I concur.
Yeah.
I concur on that. And so when I hear any company speak on the morals, ethics, and standards, which is what I stand on as just as a person, and then I carry that on into business, that is what appeals to me. And then when I saw all the things that you guys do in regards to your work, your staff, all the way down to the carriers that you're working with, because at the end of the day, people want to be treated like a human with respect. Okay. At the end of the day, even if you don't have all the answers right then, they just want to know that you heard them and you're going to figure it out, or you're going to find someone that their feelings are valid. Because most of the time when you're speaking with someone, maybe sometime during factoring, especially if they're getting with a broker thing, double brokering, emotions are running high.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you can feel what they're going through, be empathetic. And then you look and find a solution to the problem and kind of gently guide them to, it's ultimately up to them what they're going to do, but you can guide them towards the best decision, but let them make the choice, but at least to know that they have options. So Brooke, what we're going to do right now, I want to talk more about TAF and all the different things that you guys do, as well as how women are making exceptional waves in this area of transportation. So if you've been one of those women sitting there saying, listen, I cannot drive no 18-wheeler, and there is no way, I want to be a part, but I can't do that. There are so many other layers that you can do. But before we do that, we're going to go and take a commercial break, and then we'll be back in a moment with the amazing Brooke from TAS. We'll be back in a moment. Just like that, we are back. We're back with Brooke, and she is TAF's COO, and she has been explaining to us different things in regards to what factoring is. She also been breaking down how they actually can help small to medium and even some large trucking companies be able to stay afloat, and all the different resources that they have available, just in case you find yourself in a little pinch, which all of us do. They have resources if you fit the requirement. They can be able to do loans, they'd be able to educate, all these different things. And she, before we went to the commercial break, she also shared with us how women, being a former educator in the public school system, just as I was a special needs education teacher before all of this.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah, so hearing our similarities, because I would have never thought that this would be something that I'll be doing. And I'm sure you didn't grow up saying, I want to be a factorer when I grow up. That's not on. Yeah. I was like, okay, was that one of the career choices that they give you as a little child? No.
I don't remember that. No.
It wasn't. So the fact that you found yourself in this industry and seeing, because we know we hear so much so often it's male dominated, and we know that's true to a certain extent, but learning from you today, how with TAS, how it's 70% women at minimum, and how you guys are making waves and different things that women can be very beneficial and needed and necessary when you're dealing with accounting, dealing with the day-to-day operations of a business, and how women can start exploring this type of industry in the... I never even thought about fattening. I mean, literally, I never even thought about women in fattening. Well, I like the way that sounds, women in fattening. But anyway.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good.
We should start something. Okay.
We started a little movement here. So in regards to TAF, because I know you guys are big on helping, do y'all have any sort of education that you guys provide for your carriers in the form of maybe a newsletter, a blog, or someplace where they can go to get additional information in regards to factoring and trucking and what's going on in this industry?
You know, we were just talking about that the other day, of, you know, possibly putting something together like that. Right now, what we do as situations kind of come up in the industry, we will email out kind of like our advice. So like the scamming lately, right? So they're booking online, they think it's a certain broker and it ends up not being that broker. Okay, what do you do? Or, you know, with a lot of the bankruptcies, we sent out kind of a longer email that said, you know, diversifying your customer base will definitely help. You know, because those who did all of their loads, let's say with Yellow, it severely hurt them when they went bankrupt. And so we try to give out advice here and there as we see situations come up, or that we see, hey, a lot of carriers lately have been saying this. But we were just talking the other day, we're like, maybe we should do some sort of, especially in the beginning, when a carrier's with us, some sort of like educational tool, because that seems to be when they need it the most. You know, some of the companies that have been around 8, 9, 10 years, they've seen a lot in their time, and they may not need as much of that consulting. So that is something that we've talked about. We have so much in the pipeline for the next year. Our main focus over this next year is just really elevating the client experience. I think this industry was really tough over the past year and a half for everybody involved. I mean, for the carriers, I mean, the rates were not where, you know, they used to be. A lot of people went out of business. And it was hard for the brokers too. I mean, you look at all the bankruptcies and they've all reported, especially the large brokers, their earnings for the year, and they're also down. Scamming everywhere, right? So everybody in the industry is just kind of like nervous about everything. And so I think, you know, we said, okay, we really need to figure out a way for, you know, factoring companies, brokers, carriers to all really come together and work together really well. And TAF really needs to focus on the client experience, because we have good competitors, right? And if our rates are all basically the same, what's going to make us stand out? Well, people just, as you had said earlier, people just want to be treated like humans. And they want to feel heard. And I think now that the dust has settled a little bit from the horrible year and a half, I think TAFS is in a much better place to say, okay, how can we really elevate this now and take it to the next level, to where that's something that we truly, truly pride ourselves on. So that's really in the pipeline. Special vendors, like how can we partner up to make it easier on the carriers, is kind of where we're headed to in 2024. So
I love it, because at the end of the day, like you said, they want to be heard, but also just like if you're starting any business, not just trucking, if it's any business, one thing that most businesses, when they find themselves getting in trouble, and not necessarily because they wanted to, it's because of a lack of information, because of the having a lack of information. So the fact that you guys are seeing the problem, you are aware of it, and you are actively have it where you're, okay, this is something that we're going to put on the table, and we're going to ask to figure out which is the most effective way that we can help our clientele in this regard. And so the fact that you're even taking the time to do this, because at the end of the day, let's just keep it real. You're a factoring company. You're not a consultation consulting company. That is just something that makes it uniquely you. You're saying, okay, we are factoring, but we're going to have this other layer, which is more personable, because we want you to be successful, because we understand how the chain of events happen. If we want to, we need you to stay afloat so that our business can go. So you see that, and you're being proactive in regards to that. So I'm glad to hear that you are looking to make to possibly implement something like that in the future. But I'm also glad that after coming out such a tumultuous time, I would say, from the pandemic all the way now, people are just starting to get their feet on the ground. And then we have all of these other little problems that's budding with the scamming, with the double brokering, with the other issues, right? And so the fact that you're taking time to address those needs in the now, when we need it now, that is very admirable. Now, thinking about, this is what on all truckers, whether you're a truck driver, whether you have a trucking company or what, do you, Lord, these sound effects gonna get me every time. So Rob said, lots of great trucking educational articles on our blogs at TAF Content Teams Create. So make sure to go check out their blog section, and you'll be able to see some information about various different hot topics, I would say, that's going on in the trucking and transportation industry in the now. So make sure to go check that out. I would say one of the main things, like I said before, with truckers, people in the transportation industry, whether you run a company or you're a part of a company, is what's happening with the trucking industry? What's the prediction in regards to how do we see trucking from 2024 onward? Because so much had changed, especially when Yellow and all of that went out, and the importance of what you brought out before, which I think is very important that we need to emphasize. If you are a trucking company, you need to diversify, like Brooke said, not putting all your eggs in one basket, because when they went under, a lot of people went under with them. And so just having that type of knowledge would have saved a lot of businesses that went under. So what type of, do you have any type of thoughts in regards to the climate of the trucking industry right now, and how it is now, and it getting better, or it's kind of like flatline, or what we need to do to make it better from a, you know, what, do you have any type of prediction of what we can do better for 2024?
You know, I think, so I, you know, I read a lot of stuff of, you know, what experts in the industry are saying. They think that rates are going to start coming up or kind of making a turn, hopefully in that late second quarter, maybe this summer of 2024. So I'm definitely hoping the same. As far as what TAFS has seen, because, you know, we track the average invoice amount, and that number is important to us. And when everything was at its peak in 2021, the average invoice size was around 2,000, and down to its lowest in the past 18 months, it got down to around 1,300. That's a huge difference. Yes. Yeah, your average invoice. And now we're starting to see it slowly come up. You know, January and February are always a little bit slower. A lot of people are just starting their MCs too. So that's a little bit to what that is. Some people take time off, especially if they're not from the US. They might go home for a little bit. It's kind of what we see. But when I see the average invoice size start ticking up a little, that gives me a little bit of hope because we saw it go down for so long and stay down. So I think we've hit bottom. And I think that it's going to come back up. I think election year is always just kind of crazy too. So you add that in to the industry. And I think it'll be interesting. I think it's going to get better.
Well, yay. Well, I think you're right, because I feel that we hit the bottom of the bottom. You know, like the pandemic first off kicked it off and we saw things that we never saw before. And then now, like you said, $1,300 for that's a low low. And so we only can go up from here, people. So have a little
hope. I know, like it can't get lower.
please no. Okay, so we also want to make mention that at the Mid-American Truck Show, during Women International Month, She Trucking will be launching our first edition of the She Trucking magazine. And we are so excited about this first commemorative edition of the magazine. And we are actually featuring TAFs in this magazine as well. So I know you're learning a lot from Brooke today about TAFs and their moral compass, as well as what they do for the carriers in the industry. But you're going to learn more detail about what those services entail. And you'll be able to scan a code or be able to go to their website and be able to join. You're going to see all of this. So you're going to learn all about TAF. You're going to understand when she was talking about the recovery, the speedy race. They operate 365 days a year. For us, just speaking about that good old fuel, honey, how much it costs and how can you help me? They have those fuel cards ready. And also they have extensive benefits for growth. So they're more than just a factoring company. That's what they are, but there's so much more, because they help you, in my opinion, when other people might not help you. I mean, and the attention to detail on what TAFs does for their carriers and the business owners of those carriers, what they do is just it's more than just a factoring, in my opinion. I know this is not their slogan, but in my opinion, they're more than just a factoring. You know, y'all might need to coin that. You're more than just a factoring company. And so in this new terrain that we find ourselves in, the new tapestry of what we see going on within the trucking and transportation industry, and for those of you who already have a trucking business and you're trying to figure out which factoring company should you go with, you should go with the best. You should go with TAFs. Okay. Because like I said, it's more than just a factoring company. They're actually going to help you. And they also have things implemented to educate you. Okay. At the end of the day, you don't only need services. You need to be educated about the why, so that you can effectively run your business and be able to be in business for the long haul, not short term, but for the long haul. And so I'm just so thankful for you for giving me some of your time, Brooke, today. And I also want to say a big, big thank you to our She Trucking magazine sponsors. And I also want to let people know that we are going to be giving away this first edition of the She Trucking magazine for absolutely free, thanks to the sponsors. But we need more sponsors so that we can give away more magazines for absolutely free at this event, because it's more than just a magazine. It's actually attaching you to wonderful companies like TAF and information that you need to know in order to grow, whether you are a trucker, whether you are transportation, whether you are a company. You can connect with different people. And also you'll get to meet our vice president that we got on She Trucking. So you'll be able to meet and see a lot of us that you may not necessarily see that's behind the scenes. So we want to give a special thank you to Brandon Johnson, Nate Johnson, and John White. We want to give a special thank you for being some of the first contributors for the She Trucking magazine, but we still need your help, okay? And if your heart is moved to do so, which I know it is, I need you to go on to donate at shetrucking.com. We also have John White as well. So thank you. Thank you, everyone, for all of your contributions towards the magazine so that we can be able to give this invaluable free resource to the individuals that's at the MATS event that's going to be happening next month. And you'll be able, you can also join the movement yourself. You can get your company featured inside the pages of the magazine by placing your ad today by going to www.shetrucking.com. And on the cover for our volume one, we have our amazing new vice president, Gabriella Simmons, and we're going over 6 tips how to troubleshoot to save time and money. We're also we have many truckers now that's homeschooling. They want to know how they can homeschool their children while they're trucking. We also talk about the CDL scholarships that She Trucking actually provides, commonly asked questions about being a truck driver, and so much more within the pages of our first She Trucking magazine, in representation of women in the trucking, like the amazing Brooke and all the 70%ers over there of women at TAFs. Okay, like that is something. Like when I saw that photo, Brooke, of all of you sitting on that desk, and you had the She Trucking, and you had TAFs behind you. Here it is. I was like, oh.
I know, it's so cute. And we have a lot more women than that, but most of that is sales as well. And so we're all like, we all saw the sweatshirts and we're like, okay, we all want to order some swag and then take a picture and just wear the swag. I mean, it's good swag, which is important.
Oh, yes. I 100% agree with you. But it was just great to see when I saw it. I'm like, wait, that's She Trucking logo. And I'm like, wait. Then I was like, oh, that's Taz. I'm like, this is amazing. I mean, just like, because She Trucking is all about helping women, you know, to be able to grow and have thriving businesses, or be able to thrive in this industry and have that necessary support. So we want to thank you guys for being our platinum sponsor for the She Trucking podcast. And one more thing I wanted to ask you was, what do you, let me see, how can I say this? What do you want to leave with the women in She Trucking? Because we have 30,000 women just in the Facebook group. But when you start counting up everything on social media, it's way more. So what indelible mark you would like to leave, TAF would like to leave with the She Trucking Foundation? Because our members mean a lot to us. And I know that your clients mean a lot to you. So what are you going to do to help them?
I think a lot of it is just, you know, continuing to ask questions and get involved. I mean, women are so smart. They're powerful. You know, we can really conquer anything. And so I think it's really important that, you know, foundations like She Trucking come about. And you guys, I mean, I was looking over the site. It's incredible how much you guys have done. And I looked at like the timeline and it said Sheree just got her CDL 10 years ago. I was like, holy cow, there's so much that's been done. And I think this is a hot topic. And I think more women should continue speaking up. You know, making sure that they're going after rates aggressively, just like the men do. They're pushing to fight for the top, just as the men are, because we can do it. And really, women are heavily, heavily needed in transportation. So continue entering that world, and really the opportunities are endless. And we're so grateful to have a partnership with you guys, because I think it's really powerful.
I know it's powerful because, like you said, have that same synergy and having women and showing that we are here. We are here and we are representing so many different layers within this industry. And you guys just bring a different layer to bring awareness, self-awareness for us to even know that this area or this arena does exist and we can thrive in this area. We don't necessarily have to be in a truck in order to be a part of the impactful movement that's going on within the industry right now, because many of us can't, I'm not gonna say many, but some can't see themselves driving a large truck or a large rig or even a box truck, but they still want to help. And this is another way that they can help and still be a part of the transportation industry. So I thank you so much for sharing that knowledge and sharing that information, also broadening our minds to this side of logistics, because I never really thought about factoring before, you know, in this way. I just broadened my perspective in that regard, because I know about factoring, but I didn't think of it in this light. So the fact that you was able to share that, thank you so much. So we already had all this serious conversation, Brooke, for the whole, you know, the whole interview. So now it's time to be a little lighthearted. Do you have any favorite quote or anything that Brooke just absolutely loves to do? It don't necessarily have to be anything about trucking. It could just be you. Because, you know, we work all the time.
I know. I'm never not working, whether it's at home with the kids or it's here. It's like.
Yeah. Me too. I'm a mother too.
Oh yeah. After I leave work, I'm like, it's second shift. Here we go. Which is just as important as, you know, this shift during the day. I guess my favorite quote has to probably do with leadership. You know, that's what I went to get my graduate degree in. And I try to read a lot about leadership, but something that really changed a lot of my mindset, and I don't even know who said it, but I read it somewhere, and it was like, leadership isn't about what they can do for me, it's about what I can do for them. And I think that's so important, because I think some people view when they're in a higher title might view it as, hey, you know, how can people get some stuff off my plate? And I really don't view it like that. I try to view it as, okay, am I giving the people underneath me enough support to get their job done, to make them successful? And so I really look at leadership as kind of like a servant type role, instead of the other way around. And so that kind of guides a lot of my thinking or my decision making. So that's probably my favorite quote, you know, when it comes to just working in life and in general, is really that leadership role.
I love the quote. Now I'm gonna have to use it for myself.
Yeah, good.
I love it. And at the end of the day, to be a successful leader, in all cases, ones who I have watched, who I have learned from, to be a successful leader, you have to learn how to be a servant leader first. We have to put the word servant in front of your leadership, because like you said, you have to put others first. And once you learn how to navigate that terrain effectively, thank you for coming on the She Trucking Podcast today, being a featured guest on our show. And you guys, make sure to check out Brooke and her and their amazing company at Taft's Factory. You can call them today at 1-866-896-2671 or just simply visit their website at www.tafs.com. That's Taft's. Yes, it's www.tafs.com. So if you are a business, trucking business, and you need help with getting yourself together, getting yourself in order, honey, then you need to give Taft's a call or a visit their website today. Again, check out their blog that was mentioned earlier today, and make sure if you have not registered for MATS, go ahead and register for MATS, and we would love to see you at MATS next month, March the 21st through the 23rd. Come visit both of our tables. We would love to see you there. Again, Brooke, thank you. Thank you again for being a platinum sponsor of the She Trucking Podcast. And thank you for giving us some of your time, you guys. This is the end of the She Trucking Podcast. We'll see you guys next week. Same time, same place.